I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. But alongside Aiden Wilson, I'm Dawson Perrell. We got a great show planned for you folks here today. We'll be joined by several coaches around Pendleton Heights High School, several players as well, but of course, as well as Coach Rogers, head coach for the girls varsity squad. But starting off here, Aiden and I, we'll recap this past week for Lady Arabian basketball. Only one game last week. That came Tuesday against the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Now, Newcastle, not the best of the past when it comes to ladies basketball over the past couple of years. Last season, they were winless, 0-23. So Pendleton Heights heading into this game, it was much more of, you know, a tune-up game, something that you could maybe get some of your backup, some of your bench role players in there, and that's exactly what they did. Pendleton Heights won 75-20, leading scoring once again. That was the junior Casey Warfel, 29 points. She was 11 for 20 from the full floor, 55%. You also saw Michaela Morrison with 14 points, 67% from the floor, very efficient for her. She had a very great night, and then Ada Hupfer as well, the freshman. 13 points for 50% from the floor, and that's exactly what Coach Rogers was mentioning, right? When he had into this game, he had a couple goals there. One of them was he wanted to get more players, more shots, more opportunities, and that's exactly what he did. Of course, I just mentioned Michaela Morrison with a 14-point performance. We also saw several other players get in there, get shots up. And also, he mentioned he wanted to get that shooting percentage up, and he did just that, shooting 50% from the floor. That is their highest of their season outside of that first game against Marion. So a great performance. Again, it was more of a tune-up game, and also something Coach Rogers was stressing was he wanted to fix up on the mental side of things. He thought in the Marion game, the first game of the season a couple weeks back, he thought the Arabians kind of slowed down on the later half of that game, in the latter half, and you know, you got to keep your foot in the gas no matter the score. And I think the Arabians did a decent job at this here on that game. Sure, they let up only got up 14 points in the fourth quarter. But you got to remember some of those JV bench players were in there at the time. So a good win for the Arabians. Not much to really complain about, but so much to fix up moving forward.
I mean, overall final score was 75-20. So I mean, they could have went harder in the fourth quarter, but being up that much at the end of the game, kind of don't want to put your opponent out too much. But again, for Ada Hupford, she had 7 steals, I believe, in that game, and that's the energy that you were mentioning there. I mean, Casey Warfel, obviously, she's going to lead in scoring as she did last year as well. But with the seniors out, the coach definitely needed some players to step up, and he got that last game.
Yeah, and they got a pretty busy schedule for this week. Looking forward, they originally were scheduled to face Heritage Christian last Saturday, a Saturday afternoon game, but that got moved to today. They'll be playing actually 7:30. They're on the floor right now getting warmed up, at least the JV players are. So varsity again, tip off 7:30. And Heritage Christian, very good squad. Haven't played a game so far this season. Had a coaching change late in the year, and have really just never hadn't got a game yet. A simple way to put it, but they're a very good team. The Pendleton Heights lost to them last year, and they're definitely going to be a challenge. It's a scrappy team. But Pendleton Heights this year, you know, we talk about it every single game. There's definitely growing pains. It's a lot different squad when you're looking back to last season to this year, but I think it's different in a good way. There's definitely some strengths that got improved on looking into this year compared to last year, and I think they got a real chance on them. You look further down the road for this week. Friday, they'll be at home as well in their first home conference game of the season against Greenfield Central. Greenfield Central starting 3-1 on the schedule. Very impressive for them. Last year, didn't have the best girls team. Pendleton Heights beat them in the first round of the sectionals, but they're looking to be a very solid squad, and that's going to be at home. And then finally, their week will finish off with a game, a quick turnaround. They got a game on Saturday again. A very, very busy week for the Arabians. So tough matchup here today. Pretty tough matchup on Friday and Saturday. So I think they got quite the challenge for him. But Coach Rogers, you know, he's been coaching up these girls very, very well so far this season, and I'm sure they're going to be up to the challenge for any team that they face off against.
Yeah, even before the season, we did interview Coach Rogers just for like a pregame or a coach show or something like that. And he did say that the intensity with this squad this year is definitely an improvement from last year. I mean, Whitney Warfel and Bo Shelton both graduated, so, you know, obviously you need that energy to step up. And for Heritage Christian last year, they did finish 18-7, so they are a good team, but they have lost some seniors too, as well as us. So I think tonight's matchup will really show our true colors, if anything.
Yeah, and you know, you got your first three games in the schedule. Of course, the first one came about 2 weeks back against Marion on the road. Took the long drive out there. That was on Halloween.
Yeah.
And you beat the Marion Lady Giants pretty swimmingly. Then you were back at home for your home opener against Westfield. Lost to a very, very physical, very tough Lady Shamrocks team. And then you were back on the road facing off against Newcastle, which, of course, we already covered. They took them down. So, you know, after your first three games, you see your players starting to develop who they really are, who the team really is as a whole. And you take a look at some of the stats for these first three games. You mentioned Casey Warfel. You know, she's been the star player. She's been the central piece all the way since her freshman year, and then also her sophomore year last year. And that was a lot of pressure, but yeah. I think it's starting to pay off, right? She is a very experienced player. She's so good off of the draw. Very, very fast. Great defensive player as well. So far this season, she's averaging 23.7 points a game, 7.0 rebounds. Of course, rebounding was a big question mark heading into the season. As you were mentioning, Aiden, Berkeley Shelton, Whitney Warfel both leaving. But it looks like Casey's stepping up on that department, averaging 7 a game. That's second most on the team, just behind the freshman Ada Hupfer, who stands at 6'3". And then on top of that, as I was mentioning, great defender Casey, averaging 5.7 steals a game, leads the team in that department. And really, since her freshman year as well as her sophomore year, she's been dominating the Hoosier Heritage when it comes to steals. Again, both her first two seasons led the conference in steals per game and steals as a total. So she's a very good player. And then you mentioned Ada Hupfer, right? She's averaging a double-double so far this year.
Yeah.
12.7 points a game, 10.3 rebounds, as well as 1.7 blocks. She's going to be a centralized piece. I almost see her as the next Casey Warfel stepping up, right? She got thrown in here as a freshman, and that's a big task to play when you're going from 8th grade basketball, and then in just 1 year you're going to high school basketball, playing seniors and juniors. And,
yeah, especially at the varsity level.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But she's been handling it pretty well, especially these past few games. I think Newcastle, she looked very good, despite missing some shots here or there. Westfield, she was a bit, I think, in her own head, but she definitely improved down the line, and can't wait to see her how she developed so far this season and throughout her high school career. And there's so many other players to mention on this Lady Arabian squad. And again, for these first three games, you can definitely start to see a game plan and a system develop throughout the team.
Yeah, and for Ada Kupfer, I mean, she didn't even play the first game against Marion, so obviously against Westfield, there's going to be some nerves. But for her first game, I mean, she's averaging 12.7 on the season, like you said, so obviously she's putting up those numbers. I think, again, you mentioned her being a freshman. I think the experience at the high school level and more games down the season, I think she'll get more comfortable with it, but she definitely has a lot more time to go as well.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our first segment here. We're going to take a quick break. But when we return, Lucas Williams was able to sit down with Chris Chambers, the trainer here at Pendleton Heights High School. That'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salons and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salons and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this section of the Coaches Show. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined by the athletic trainer, Mr. Chris Chambers. Now, it's great to have you here. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Well, that is great. And now let's just jump straight into it. So for the people who are listening, what is it specifically you do?
Well, I do a lot of things as far as take care of athletes. That includes prevention, taking care of injuries when they occur, doing rehabilitation when there are injuries that need worked on to get them stronger and return to play, refer to medical providers that may they need further evaluation. I'm an instructor for CPR, and I do that as well for the coaches here. And that's kind of the range of what I do here.
So you do a lot of different things, it seems.
Yep.
So what made you want to become an athletic trainer?
Well, I've always been involved in sports growing up, and I'm actually from Louisville, and I went to U of L for a couple years to start and I started with physical education and realized it wasn't kind of the avenue I wanted to go with. And I decided to come to AU, Anderson University, and they had an athletic training program, which I knew nothing about. And when I jumped in there, I realized because I love sports so much, it was just a field that I enjoyed and where I'd get to go and take care of athletes. But I'd get to watch sports and be able to be there and help, be able to help people.
Well, that sounds great. So let's just say this last week, what has your day-to-day been?
Well, I have a different setting than some athletic trainers for high schools. I'm actually here all day. I do work for the, do a little bit of a different setup in the mornings where I'm in a classroom. But I'm still available at times to treat athletes or at least see any athletes with questions or can kind of guide them in doing treatments and stuff like that. So that's fortunate. So after that, when school ends, I go to my training room and I'll tape athletes. I'll see athletes with injuries that need treatment. That can include strength, strength training, rehab, any kind of modalities that I'll need to do for them, kind of guide them in what they can and can't do with restrictions. And then I'm available in case any kids get hurt during practice. And then once practice ends, essentially, there's games that we have, and I'm around for every home game. During football season, I go to the away games. And then sometimes there's games I go to also that are away for other sports.
So what are all the different sports that you are with? Are you with every single sport that there is, or?
I am the only athletic trainer here at the high school. So I cover every sport. In the fall, it's volleyball. It's soccer, boys and girls, football, cross country. Then in the winter, wrestling, basketballs, swimming, boys and girls. Then the spring, it's baseball, softball, and track and field. And I believe I'm not leaving any sport out. But I also help out a little bit with the middle school too. If there's injuries at the middle school and kids want to get evaluated and get my opinion on injuries, then parents can bring them to me over here as well. And then I typically cover here for middle school football games.
So you said that you did boys and girls, right?
Yes.
So do you think that there is there more like boys or girls that get injured more?
Ooh, honestly, I don't know that I would categorize it as being able to say one gets injured more than the other. There could be different sports that I see more injuries in than others. Whether it's boys or girls, it would be hard to clarify. Because football has such a broad range, has a higher number of athletes on a team. Mm-hmm. I feel like, so they might, you might say, oh man, during football season, but it's a contact sport and there can be quite a bit of injuries with that. I see, some female girl, girl athletes for soccer, I can have, quite a bit of those sometimes, some seasons. And then in basketball, also. So it'd be tough. I'd have to think about it if I was to keep track. It's not something I really have kept track of, but If there is a difference, it's not very far off.
Yeah, because I was going to touch up on, you know, football is obviously all guys, and that's all contact sport, and, you know, there's bound to be more injuries in there, you know, definitely than women's golf or something, but...
Correct.
You know, what would a typical sporting event look like? So let's just say football in general. What would be your schedule?
So with football, because of the high volume of athletes, there's quite a bit of athletes that I have to attend to with taping. So that might take me 20, 30 minutes to just get through taping a lot of these football athletes. And then in between, I'm trying to maybe do treatments on different other athletes that play other sports or the football athletes. And then I'm trying to get out to practice for a short bit, check and see how that goes. For practices. And then if it was like a Friday, I would do my, you know, taping and treatments on other athletes probably Friday. And then right before a game, a couple hours ahead of time, we'll tape and then I'll be available out there and, you know, in case another athlete needs me before their football game on Friday nights. Saturday mornings, they come in for film. I'll come in and be available if, you know, there's an athlete that got hurt Friday night and I need to see. You know, I'll touch base with them on Saturday and get a game plan if we need to on what needs to be done for them.
Hmm. So you've been talking a little bit about taping. What is taping?
Well, we use athletic tape mostly to stabilize the joints to help with, you know, it could be an ankle. If it's an ankle injury, I'm going to try to stabilize it so that it doesn't go into an inversion movement of an ankle, so just basically inward. You know, wrists, it could keep it from going up and down, kind of more stabilizing is the general kind of overall use of it.
Yeah. So is there a favorite sport that you like to work with?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, growing up, I played, I was big into basketball. I mean, I didn't play football. I was being from Louisville. I've always enjoyed basketball. So basketball is my heart probably, but I football. I love the Friday nights. I love working with the athletes, with that, on those nights. So it's hard. I mean, those would probably be my two, but I can't say, you know, working with other fall sports, you know, I just kind of enjoy all of them.
Hmm. But so they're kind of really basketball, but then other than that, you know, it's kind of,
yeah, it's kind of like in between. That's just because I played basketball and just kind of grew up to love that the most when I was in high school and stuff, or growing up, I guess, but high school too. So
all right, well, this is actually all the time we have, so thank you for joining with me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is the conclusion to this part of the coaches section on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here with
Emily Pulley, and we are here with
Skylar Baldwin
and Casey Warfel.
And today, we will interview you. So, how are you guys? How's your day going?
It's good. It's going good.
Going good, yeah.
Okay. So, starting off, 3 games into the season, in your opinion, how's the season going so far?
I think it's going pretty well. I think the Westfield game was a good game, and it showed everyone what we have to offer.
We're standing right now 2-1. I know this first block of four games we were trying to go 3-1. So I think that Westfield game, it really showed us that not all our competition is going to be easy, and we got to be ready.
Which underclassmen do you think will benefit the team the most this year?
I believe Ada Hupfer. She's 6'3", 6'4". Tall person. I don't think we have a ton of height, so I think she might be most beneficial.
I think Olivia Jones and my sister Aubrey Ruffle, I think they're going to be most beneficial. I know Olivia, she had her first like varsity debut last year, so I think that she's going to continue her good streak. And I think Aubrey, this is her first year to really break out.
Speaking about Ada Hupfer, she is a freshman standing at 6'3". You mentioned her height. How has that benefited the team?
Rebounds, just being able to pass into the post and getting, I don't know. I think she's just tall and can get stuff done underneath the basket. Mm-hmm. Just like Whitney Warfel. I think she really, she had a big shoes to fill, and I think she's going to do it.
Yeah, having that big presence back in the post. I know, I mean, last year we had Whitney and Berkeley, but having someone that's actually like 6'3", who's actually really tall, I think that's just super helpful for us because we've never really had that.
What has been your favorite memory of your varsity career?
My favorite memory, bus rides, when we decided to carol on the bus rides. We sang Christmas songs, all of them, every single one of them. We were good, too.
I think just locker room jam sessions, I think those are always fun, just singing with everybody. And I also, I remember last year, Berkeley, this is just one thing, I remember Berkeley, in order to make sprint times and everything so we didn't have to run again, she would like dive to the end line. That was always a highlight of practice.
What are you looking forward to most about this season?
Senior season for me, I think just enjoying the sport for the last time is what I'm looking forward to, trying to get all the stuff done that I really love. I'm going to miss it, but, you know. And then, so I think that's what I'm going to try to enjoy the most and look forward to the most this year.
I'm looking forward to getting my 1,000 points. For me, that's coming up really soon. I just think that's a huge opportunity for me. And I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just looking forward to having another winning season.
For both of you, is there any games like specifically circled on your calendar that are like you're really excited for or important to you?
December 2nd is when we play Mount Vernon. It's a Saturday game. That's always like one of the most hype games of the year because it's our rival school. And that's always a fun game because they're like right with us competition wise.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, definitely. They're someone we prepare for, and I'm excited to play them, too.
Who has been your biggest mentor in basketball?
I think Coach Rogers. He came my freshman year. He was just assistant coach, and so I really, like, I got to know him on that level, and then once he stepped up to be head coach my sophomore year, he's really, like, he's helped me through the recruiting process. He's helped me, like, learn the little things, and he's just had the most impact so far.
I'd say Coach Rogers, too. He came my sophomore year, and he's really supported me. He has faith in me because I can't shoot. I'm not a very good shooter, and he's really helped me with my shot and my development as a player.
So you mentioned Coach Rogers. It is his second year as the head coach. How much has he improved since his first season?
I think he's doing great. I think he's doing good stuff. He knows what he wants, and he's got plans for us.
I know his first year, everything was new to him, and like taking over a team is a really big thing. And like adjusting plays and all of that stuff has been a lot for him. But I think that now it's being his second year, he's trying to build a culture for everybody. And I think that he's been doing a really great job.
What is the main team goal for this season?
I think we just won a county conference and sectional. I mean, that's our goal every year. And last year we came up short for all three. So I think this year, really just, I know county's a big thing for us because, I mean, it's been a while. We usually win county. I mean, I've won county all my years other than last year. So I think county this year is something we want to get back.
For sure. Those big three.
In your opinion, who has made the biggest step up from last year?
I think we've all really stepped it up because we did lose four seniors last year, two starters. And right now, Emma Roberts is out there stepping it up. I'm injured, so she's doing a great job, and I'm really proud of her.
I think I agree with Emma. I think everybody's really stepped up, but I also think Skylar has stepped up a lot in leadership role. I think that now that she understands she's a senior, she's been doing a really great job, like leading everybody and like keeping everybody in line. And
if you could give one piece of advice to the younger generation of just girls basketball, what would it be?
Enjoy it. Basketball's fun, and it's a competitive sport. And I'm gonna be sad when I'm done with it, but I've loved it since I've played.
I think just never give up and follow your dreams. I know that since like from a young age, I've always wanted to be really good at basketball. And if you just know, if you put the work in, everything will come to you eventually.
So you kind of touched on this already, Skylar. It is your senior year. Do you plan on continuing basketball? What's the final consensus on that?
I play softball as well, and that is my main sport. So after this year, I think I'm done with basketball. But I am going to miss it, and I don't know. It's just going to be rough going away from it and not continuing to play.
So, Casey, what has changed since becoming an upperclassman in basketball?
I think my role as a leader on the team has really changed. Like, this year, I'm one of the captains, and I know, like, my freshman and sophomore year, I always like, stayed down below everybody, and I would just listen and observe. But now I think that I'm an upperclassman. Now it's my job to be the one that everybody looks up to. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned being the captain. What does it mean to both of you to be captains?
Just being a leader, trying to help the underclassmen find their way on the court and improvement in their game and all that stuff.
I think it means that we're the ones the team looks to for everything. If there's ever any problems or any help on the court or anything, I feel like being captain, that's our job to help out wherever we need to.
So how is this team able, so last year you lost against Mount Vernon in sectionals. How is this team able to improve from that?
We had a really low scoring game against Mount Vernon last year. I think the final score was like 29-25. And for us, that's not normal. We usually have like higher scoring games. So I think improvement wise, I think that all we're really trying to do now is focus more on our offense, understanding how to run through plays and everything, being able to execute. And I think we had a really good defense last year. I think that all we needed to do this year is step up our offense.
Yeah, for sure. Our offense is going to be great. It's going to be great. And our drive in the game is going to be a lot better. We're going to be ready.
What is the difference between last year's team compared to this year?
I think just overall the culture of our team. I know that four seniors last year, they brought life to the team. Like they were like, they were funny, always making jokes and everything was fun. Now this year, I feel like we're more serious. I mean, which is a good thing, but I mean, I'm not saying anything bad, but like there's not as much personality as there was last year. And I think that's more so everybody hasn't broken out of their shell yet. I haven't, like the freshmen, I haven't seen them come out yet. And like some of these sophomores who are now brought up to varsity, I mean, I haven't seen them like come out of their shell yet. But I think that's because it's beginning of season. But I mean, I just think it's different because it's not as lively as it was last year.
Yeah, the team last year, we were really comfortable with each other. But having, like 10 to 12 freshmen on the team has really changed it. They're a little bit timid, but I believe that by the end of the season, they'll be pretty good and open.
Well, that is all we have for you today. Thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure having you. I am Zion Palmieri, joined here with
Emily Pulley, and we are here with
Skylar Baldwin
and Casey Warfel.
And that will be it for our segment on the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Aiden Wilson, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Lady Arabians basketball squad, Coach Rogers. First off, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, but you look back to last week for you guys. Only one game last week. That came Tuesday on the road. It was against the Newcastle Lady Trojans. But we talked on how you wanted to get more players, more shots and opportunities, and do you think you guys accomplished this goal?
Yeah, I think we did. You know, we're going to be at our best when we have, you know, multiple people in the scorebook. When it's just two or three people, that's not going to get it done. You know, as we get down into the teeth of our schedule, and you know, there were plenty of girls that kind of stepped up and made some plays that, you know, I think we believed in them that they could, but maybe not them. So to see some of those girls do those things, that definitely was, you know, kind of raised our spirits as a coaching staff for sure.
Yeah, and we also talked about the mental side of things for last Tuesday's game and how you were sort of disappointed about the girls' mental performance all the way back against Marion later on in that game. So was Newcastle game better on that end?
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know, it was a trip. You know, Newcastle's a team that's, you know, got a new coach, and you know, when you find out their best player is, you know, not playing, Emma Hart, she was out with an ankle, and that would be very easy for, you know, our girls to kind of get super lax and be like, you know, oh, this is going to be a breeze. But we were very proud with the defensive effort. I think we had, you know, I don't know how many team deflections, but even somebody like Ada Hupfer had five steals. So, yeah. You know, just an overall great defensive performance, and you know, that's kind of what we want to build on. We want to build on being a great, you know, defensive team, and then you know, work to continue to put it in the basket on the other end.
Yeah, but just last game, you guys won by 55 points after taking that tough loss to Westfield. What does it mean to the team to get a win like that after a loss, for one, and two, away from home as well?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, was the way that we got the Newcastle win. You know, it wasn't with, you know, a lot of bad shots. It was with a good defensive effort. It was with a good performance on the rebounding side as well. So I think mentally it was a much better win and you know, game for our girls than Marion. So we were definitely pleased. They were too, and you know, we expect to keep moving forward with that and this one tonight against Heritage Christian.
Yeah, and for tonight against Heritage Christian, you guys are coming into a game where the opponent has yet to see their season opener. How do you prepare for a thing like that?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, this is a first time coach who doesn't really have anything on film yet. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, tough to prepare for. you know, so basically, you know, we prepare personnel-wise and guard, you know, some of the actions that, you know, we think we may see and get prepared for. But, you know, this is going to be one where, you know, they may throw some curveballs at us, and we just got to be mentally tough to be able to, you know, kind of see what's given to us and then kind of go from there. So we expect to see some curveballs and some off-speed stuff. But, you know, we feel like we prepared our girls to be able to handle situations like that.
Yeah, I'm pivoting back to that Newcastle game last Tuesday. Something you wanted to prove on was shooting from the floor. And in that Newcastle game, you shot 50%. So where did you see a difference which resulted in that higher field goal percentage?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the types of shots that we were getting. You know, we were working for good ones. At times, we got a little sped up. But, you know, for the most part, I think we proved that if we can get into the lane that we're going to shoot a high percentage. So that's always going to be part of the game plan. I think we're still going to keep continuing to work on the perimeter. And we know we have girls that can shoot it. You know, we're just waiting for that to kind of come to fruition for what we see in practice and kind of the mental piece of being a shooter and stepping into a new role for a lot of these girls. So we're still looking for that, but definitely, you know, much better performance from inside the paint.
Yeah, and due to the dominating lead you guys held on the Lady Trojans, we saw some new players being added to the box score. We usually don't get to see. Was there anyone in particular you saw perform well in those minutes they were given?
Yeah, you know, I think Aubrey Werfel's continuing to develop. She played a little bit more those first couple games than she did at Newcastle just because Skylar's starting to work back from injury. But she's somebody who's kind of, you know, stepping into her role. Doing a good job defending and getting deflections. And, you know, when she has those minutes at the point guard spot, she knows that she needs to hit shots when she's open and, you know, handle the ball and not get turnovers and be in her spots defensively. So she's continuing to kind of evolve in that. But, you know, even from some of our other girls, you know, Emma Roberts did some things that were really, really good. Hit a couple pull-up jumpers in that Newcastle game. Mamie Trout, you know, did good defensively, hit a couple pull-ups. So I think those girls are definitely starting to get, you know, a little bit more comfortable and starting to spread their wings for sure.
Yeah, but Heritage Christian, last year they finished 17-8 on the season. So coming into this game with the information that you have, obviously they're going to be a tough opponent. What do you think the key to tonight's game will be?
Yeah, you know, they really hurt us in transition last year. It's a tough game. Last year we had a couple girls sick. I was in and out of practice last year dealing with the funeral and kind of death of my father-in-law, so it was an odd week for us. But, you know, they get out and go, and we did not do a good job of handling that. We were kind of out of sorts defensively with what we were trying to do. I think we're going to be in a much better place tonight and, you know, hopefully be able to handle, you know, they're a good team. They're going to give us some shots. We just got to be able to respond to those mentally and not just fold like we did against Westfield.
Okay, so coming into the new year, we do obviously see some new names, and a name to mention would be Ada Hupford. She had 13 points and even started for you guys at center. Yep. How did she get to this point? Were there good signs from her during tryouts, camps, or what really sold you on her?
Yeah, you know, Ada's one of those kids who she constantly has a ball in her hands, whether it's training with M14 or just, you know, in the gym after practice getting up shots by herself. She wants to be, you know, an elite basketball player. And it also helps, you know, when you have a freshman show up at 6'3". Yeah. So, you know, but once again, it's not just her size. You know, she's put in the work to, you know, be given this opportunity. I talk to her a lot. I know there's a lot of pressure and stress on her being a 14-year-old kind of stepping into this position. But her work and what she's done with her game has put her in that position. So she's going to continue to get better and better. And, you know, she's going to have a fantastic career here. But, you know, we're super excited for what she's doing now. We're super excited for the future and just her continued growth and development.
Yeah, and of course, with only one game this past week, you got a large large week of practice, which is pretty rare, especially when you get deeper into the heart of the season. So what did you really work on in this past week heading into this game specifically and also the rest of the games in a busy week?
Right, yeah. You know, it was kind of a blessing in disguise. We were a little bit banged up after that Newcastle game. So it gave a couple of our girls some extra time to kind of work through some injuries. We had a couple people in and out of practice last week with sickness. So it definitely kind of, you know, gave us an opportunity to kind of recoup and, get healthy, so to speak. So we worked, you know, continued to work on our defensive side of the ball. We got a lot of shots up, tried to throw some new sets in, things like that. It was a blessing. It makes this week a little tough having three in one week. But once again, you know, that's you got to be able to do that during sectional time and, you know, have multiple opponents throughout the week. And, you know, that's our ultimate goal. So this is a great week to kind of put yourself in a position to, be like you're going to in February.
Okay, but just before this, we did have Zion and Emily interview some players on the team. And something that they mentioned quite frequently were the four seniors that are graduated. With them now graduated, what steps have you had to move forward from players like them?
Yeah, you know, it's when you have four girls that have been around the program for 4 years, when they leave, you lose a lot of leadership. Skylar Baldwin's always kind of been one of those girls who has always been a vocal leader. So she stepped into that, position kind of right off the bat. Casey Warfel, has really stepped into that role as well, being a junior now. I know it feels like she's been here forever since, she's kind of, played since day one as well. But she's shown a lot of growth and maturity with her kind of new leadership and things like that. And, then a lot of people forget to talk about Chloe Jones, but she's one of those girls who she's always there. She always does what we ask her to. She leads by example on a daily basis. And, we strive to have plenty of girls like that in our program because that's what helps create culture. So she's one of those girls who, she may never fill up the stat sheet, but she is helping us establish, what we're trying to do. And she's always there. So we reward that. And we're just super proud of kind of the leader that she's growing into as well.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our first segment here with Coach Rogers. We will take a quick break. When we return, Coach Rogers will join us once again to look forward to this upcoming game here this evening as well as the other two games later on this week. So that'll be up next after the break here in the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. We're joined here once again by the head coach for the varsity girls basketball squad, Coach Rogers. But, of course, Coach, we were already talking about in that previous segment, got a game here this evening, that being against the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles. Now, for Heritage Christian, very solid squad. Took a tough loss to them last week in a pretty different week, unusual week. But, of course, name to mention, Ava Gerald for them, averaged 19 points a game, very, very good shooter as well as a good defender. So what is it going to come to scoring on Ava Gerald as well as defending her?
Yeah, we just got to make sure that we're picking her up in transition, doing a good job of finding her, you know, because that's she hurt us really bad in that last year. So we just got to make sure that we're getting back, getting shelled up in the lane, and you know, forcing her to kick it for tough shots. So she's a great player. They have a lot of great players on their roster. We just got to do a good job of making sure that, we know personnel at all times and stay focused on what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and you mentioned Heritage Christian, a very good team in transition, and a tough team to come back against is a team that's good in transition. So what do you got to do to make sure you don't get your backs against the ropes?
Yeah, you know, we have to make sure, you know, when we're calling plays, we got to make sure everybody's on the same page. That happened a couple times during Westfield. You know, we felt like we were putting the girls in a good position, and you know, not everybody, all five, were on the same page. So, you know, that kind of goes into, you know, the mental toughness piece that we're talking about. You know, that's something that, you know, we feel like we need to be able to execute when we call those. And, you know, we're going to continue to keep working with our girls and make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page. But we definitely have to execute. And we just, you know, once again, got to know personnel. Every game you're going to have moments where, you know, a team goes on a little run. We just have to be able to handle and manage those runs a lot better than we did against Westfield in the second half.
Okay, and as we mentioned before, you guys did have a long week of practice this week, and as you're only three games into the season, I'm sure there's much more to improve on. You already did have that loss to Westfield. You only lost by 20 or so, but what can you learn from this long week as you looked at film or anything else?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to continue to get better. You know, we love opportunities where we can kind of dig in and, you know, pick things out that we can kind of improve on. But once again, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's going to be a mental toughness thing for us. If you want to win in February, you got to be able to, you know, beat multiple opponents during a week, just like we have this week, having three games. So we just got to take it one game at a time, know what we're trying to do in that game, and stay focused on the task at hand and work through it. So you always love an opportunity to prepare for February, and like I said, this week is going to put us in a position for that.
Yeah, next game you guys do face off against Greenfield Central, who you did beat in that sectional first round. Knowing you can beat an opponent, does that change your mood or mindset as you go into a game facing them?
Not one bit. We prepare the same no matter who the opponent is, and no matter how many times we're playing them. We teach our girls not to, you know, not to take anything for granted. You know, that sectional game, they were beat up. Their best player wasn't on the court. One of their good seniors was, you know, also didn't play due to kind of a family tragedy. So once again, you know, that's kind of a fool's gold, so to speak. But once again, we just got to stay focused on, you know, Heritage Christian first, and then once we change gears to Greenfield, we got to know, you know, personnel and know what we're trying to do and execute on Friday night.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have here with Coach Rogers. Once again, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, but we will take a quick break, and when we return, Aiden and I will take a look at some of the other sports around Pendleton Heights High School for our final segment. That'll be up next here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEN.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning. Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA, and we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. For our final segment here today, Aiden and I will take a look at some of the other sports around Pendleton Heights High School. But, of course, starting off here for boys basketball, they'll be starting here about 2 weeks or so. This will actually be the last coach show where we are not joined by Coach Buck, the new but at the same time returning head coach for the boys basketball team. So we're going to be taking a look a bit at them as well as some other winter sports happening around the high school. But Starting off for the boys, of course, last season didn't really go so hot. You were under 500, didn't have the best record. You did win a sectional game. You won the first round of sectionals against the Richmond Red Devils in a very, very good game. But you lost in the second round to a very tough New Pal team, one of the best teams in the state. And, for this boys basketball team, I think there's a lot of hype going around the school. I think that's definitely a good thing, right? You want people talking about the team. You want people excited for the season, and that's exactly what at least personally I'm seeing around the school. And I think a lot of that is because of Coach Buck returning. Coach Buck, a legendary coach here at Pendleton Heights. Mm-hmm. Many would say the most legendary. I mean, he just got the court named after him over this past off season. So just taking a look a bit at him. Last time he was the head coach for the Arabians was all the way back 2006, so about 17 years ago, and he was a superintendent for a little while, served in some other roles at Pendleton Heights Community School or South Madison Community Schools, and he, as a coach, sectional championships, I think he won about four or so, and I think it was 11 winning seasons. He's the most winning coach in Pendleton Heights history, and I think that is the reason why this team's so hyped up. And on top of that, right, you got some very, very solid players returning. You had no seniors last year, and I think you can look at that as more of a, you know, this year you got all the returning squad, and that squad includes, Josiah Gustin, a senior this year. Was a very, very, very good scorer, more of a stretch wing for can play really all spots, and very good a defender as well. You got Evan Mazingo, a junior this year, great shooter, was phenomenal from the corner, at least in my eyes, one of the best shooters in the state, definitely in the conference, and as well as some other guys, right? Seth LaRavia coming in from Westfield. He's a very solid guy, around Josiah's height, just about an inch or two short. So, I think the Arabians, they're leaning towards a big lineup. Evan Mazingo's pretty big. You got Aaron Cookston, a very solid defender. Your guards aren't gigantic, Isaac Wilson, Dontrez Braxton. But at the same time, you got a pretty big squad. And I think the Arabians could be leaning that way to go play some big ball. And that could definitely go their way. And, again, I think this hype that I'm hearing around is very much well deserved, and I'm excited what they can do. Their opener, by the way, will be at Anderson, not tomorrow, but the next Tuesday for the first game of the year.
Yeah, and even as we're just sitting in the gym, I mean, we see all these Raptors, and you can just imagine what Joe Buck can do for this team. I mean, we already have so much potential. We've got height. We've got, and go back to our point guards. I mean, Isaac Wilson and Dontrez Braxton. They're four facilitators. They're passing the ball around. They're running their plays. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And I think, with that, in the addition of Coach Joe Buck, I think this team can really do some big things this year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You take a look at some of the other sports, starting off with the wrestling. They're getting underway here. They just had some challenge matches, really, to find out who's going to be playing varsity, who's going to be playing JV. They had those last Friday. A couple wrestlers to mention. Jackson Todd, one of the Weems staff members here. He of course, was a state qualifier, last year, but due to a injury, didn't able to actually make it to that state level, but he is hoping to make it to that next level. And then, of course, another wrestler to mention, Jalen Covington, very, very solid. He also being a senior, and similar to the basketball team, the wrestling team last year didn't have any seniors. And, yeah, that that is really just, I guess you could say, a restraint when you don't have any seniors because you don't really have a leader. But then again, you can look on to the next year, that being this year, and say, we're not going to have anyone leaving. And similar to the basketball team, that's what the wrestling team's got going for them. Swimming, they're getting underway here. I've been talking to some swimmers around. Jacob Simpson, one of the better swimmers for the boys' side of things. He was a state qualifier as well last year. And, I've been talking to him. They say they're getting underway with morning practices. They're up bright and early here at the pool about, I think they're supposed to be at 5:30 or something. 5 so, man, I definitely couldn't do that. So props to them. And I think they'll be getting underway here later on. I think their first meet or first match is mid-November. So they'll be going here shortly. But, for the girls, I know we already talked plenty of them so far this coach's show. They'll be having a game here this evening, of course, against Heritage Christian. That by the way, tip-off 7:30 for varsity. JV is tipping here in just 5 minutes at 6 o'clock. Highly recommend you to come out if you can, but if you can't, be sure to tune in. Again, tip-off 7:30 pregame show starting 7:15. And then later on in the schedule, they'll have a game on Friday at home against Greenfield Central, that being their first home conference game of the season. Again, tip-off 7:30. And then finally, a game Saturday, that being against Pike, Saturday again, 7:30. So three games is the first really game, and so far you look back, this Lady Arabian squad is really only averaging a game a week. You have three games, you've been playing for 3 weeks, but now you got three games in a week, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for them, and I think they're definitely up for it. But with that being said, that'll do it for our show here this evening. Once again, alongside Aiden Wilson, I'm Dawson Peril. Thank you all who tuned in. Special thanks to Layla back in the studio making sure our show here this evening runs smoothly. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we wouldn't be able to come out here and call these shows. And finally, thanks to all who tuned in this evening. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.